I'm listening. What do you require?
Hello, and welcome to Control-Alt-WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. My name is Aprilian, and it's Monday, March 26, 2007, and this is episode 17, entitled The Multi in MMORPG. And today I'm going to be talking about my experiences with guilds, because that's part of the whole thing about MMORPGs, is playing online with other people. And let me give you some background on my experiences with guilds. My first guild was Fated Inner Horde, and it was a takeoff of a kind of a criticism of the supposed elite on Second Life, and this was the guild that I formed with people from Second Life. And it was really good in first. In the beginning, we were all helping each other, and almost too much, because I got dragged around a lot instead of being shown what I needed to know. But it was fun, and it made me love World of Warcraft. But everyone in there was rushing to 60. And I fell behind, because I loved doing things and making things and enjoying the quest. And before I knew it, everybody was in their upper 40s, and I was still in my 20s and 30s. And I finally got to 37, and I ended up leaving that whole guild and the whole server behind. Plus, they were on a PvP server. And there was a couple of little tiffs in there, and the original person who started the guild ended up leaving the guild. And, you know, it was my first taste of drama in a guild. My second guild was called, I can't remember the name, but we logged on one day and found out it didn't exist. Turned out that the guild master got into an argument over whether or not we needed a guild bank and ended up disbanding the guild without telling anybody or offering somebody to take over. And it was really kind of weird, because, you know, one day I'm in this guild and the next day I'm homeless. And it felt kind of confusing. People started whispering to other people, and somebody started the new guild, and we got together and we got stronger, and it felt good. And I felt like, ooh, we can come back from this adversity. And then one day we got the message that was on the group message that they wanted to join another guild. And I don't know. It just felt kind of funny, because first of all, what it was that one of the leaders wanted to be a part of this big raiding guild. And I felt like, well, then they could go and join that big raiding guild. But I guess the key to the move, especially to making this person an officer in this new guild, was that he would bring over all of us. And I didn't want to go to this guild. And I stayed and became a guild of one. And I enjoyed it. It was good, you know, for dual boxing and stuff. And as you've heard, if you've heard this or listened to this podcast, you know that I've done a lot of things solo or with both of my computers running. And I managed to do very well with a guild of one. Then I was listening to another podcast called The Instance, and I'm sure you've listened to The Instance. It's a wonderful podcast. The guys are very enthusiastic and in a way that's kind of positive. And they decided to start a guild called Alea Iacta Est. And they invited people to join, and I felt like that invitation was directed at me. So I went ahead and created a character. And I think I talked a little bit about it last week. I have to tell you, I am in love with this guild. It's just been wonderful. I've completely immersed myself in it. It's on a role-playing server, which involves role-playing, which I'm really loving. It's great. First thing I did was I did what any good guild member would do. So I followed the instructions on the website. They have a forum. And I am downloaded Guild Profiler and Character Profiler and Guild Event Manager. The first two are from something called rpoutfitter.com, and I guess it's a way for rpgoutfitter.com. It's a way for the guild manager to manage the guild and know what we're doing. And the guild event manager was really cool because it brings your calendar. And I'm finding out that being a good guild member takes work and dedication, but it's exhilarating, it's amazing, it's fantastic, and there's nothing like running through some city or being out on a quest and seeing somebody with your guild tag. And I just wanted to give a few suggestions to anybody in a guild or who's thinking of joining a guild. Just do what I did. Read the forums so you can know what's coming and what's going on. And it's also a good way to get to know people. Read the forums and post in the forums. Speak up in guild chat, even if you don't have a lot to say. And don't be afraid to ask for help and to offer it. Aprillian is an enchanter on Earthen Ring. She's a warlock this time around. And I love running up to people with our guild tag and inspecting them and saying, can I enchant your braces? Can I enchant your chest? And it's just so much fun to be able to just give, knowing that somewhere down the line I'm going to get it back and that I'm helping the guild grow stronger. My other alt on in the guild is Control Alt Wow, and he's a jewel crafter. And he gives all his stuff to Aprillian, and she gives it away or uses the disenchants it to use it to enchant stuff. So if you are in a guild, participate. Don't be afraid, and I'm really glad to be a part of this guild. So I'm going to go on to my next segment, which is going to be What I Did. So, having said all of that about being in a guild, I'm going to talk about what I did in this week, which was I ran instances for the first time in a long time. Yes, I've run a couple of, I run a few instances with my alts, but that wasn't really running instances. It really takes a good team, takes a tank, and some other people and a healer. It just doesn't take two people. I ran Ragefire Chasm two times with some great people from the guild. It was fantastic to go in and be able to... The first time I tried it with my alt, Control Alt Wow, and I didn't get very far. And then there was a nice... I think she was a rogue who brought in a level 47 friend, and we ran through it pretty quickly. Of course, when you bring in someone higher than you, you don't get as much XP as you would if it was just a group of people your same level, but we actually did get to finish a few quests. And oh, this was kind of funny. We finished a couple of quests, but when we got to almost the end, or what we thought was the end, I later found out there was another little alleyway that we didn't go up that we could have gotten to another boss. But we got to almost the end, and I actually had Control Alt Wow on the other computer, and we didn't have all the quests. The briefcase carrying quest and the kill so many Ragefire trolls and shamans or whatever quest. And so I had Control Alt Wow dash over to Thunder Bluff and get to the Elder Bluff and get those two quests and then fly back to Orgrimmar and then actually meet us at the doorway where we invited him into the group. He shared those two quests and then we went back in and we were able to get the satchel, get the briefcase, and we were able to kill some of the trolls. We didn't get as many as we needed to finish it, but, you know, we can go back in later. But we had the quest, which was kind of neat. It's nice to be able to think outside the box and figure out things to do, especially when you can dual box. The second time I went through Rage Fire Crack Chasm, I also had, at this point, been to Lady Sylvanas, which is an awesome, awesome quest to do. When I was at Windrunner Village in Ghostland, I was killing some beasties there, and the Lady Sylvanas' necklace dropped. And I was told it started a quest, and I took it to somebody in Tranquillium who told me to journey to Undercity, which I did, and I dropped it. I gave it to Lady Sylvanas, and she sang for me, and it was beautiful. In fact, if you have subscribed to this podcast, the special presentation, video presentation that precedes this podcast is actually Lady Sylvanas' song. I don't recommend you look at it if you are going to do the quest yourself, but of course you can look at it, and then when you're there, it's much more impressive in person than on tape, on video. And anyways, while I was there, there was this huge beast. What is his name? He's quite big. And he wanted me to go and get these books from Rage Fire Chasm. So I went back, which was nice, and finished that quest. And then I was able to turn that in. Then I went to Wailing Cavern, my first time with a warlock and on Earthen Ring. I've been there before with other characters, but this was really a lot of fun. I went with a bunch of people from the guild. I don't want to butcher their names, but I know it was Beefed and Verana. And there was one other person I wanted to mention. Beefed, Verana, and Rosellis, and no. I went to Ragefire Cavern with Beef and Ravana. Sorry if I'm butchering your names, but it's very hard to pronounce it. With Beefed and Verana. Verana was on her paladin quest, which was very interesting because there's a part of Rage Fire Chasm where you get to the end, and there are this one boss, and there's this cup with this fire burning underneath it, and you're wondering, what is that cup for? You click on it, there's nothing that can be done. Well, it turns out that that's a paladin quest, so. And of course, I've never played a paladin, so I didn't realize that. And as far as the Wailing Cavern, I went with Niven, Rosalis, and Robin Skelsal. And Robin Loxel, I think that is, was a paladin too. And I have to tell you, I'm loving the paladins. You know, they're pretty impressive when they get going. And they're very sparkly. They do some things that flash over their heads. And I might have to get to be a paladin one day. I think I'll have to wait till I'm a little bit, till I know my warlock better. And it's amazing because I know I play a lot, and I've been playing for over a year and a half, and it's still lots of stuff out there for me to explore and try. And that's one of the good things about World of Warcraft. So that's what I've been doing. Now I'm going to roll right into... So this week I have a completely different set of alts. Now, You've been hearing all about my alts on Belgen, and no, they're not wasted. They're gonna be there when I feel like going back again, but right now I've been having so much fun on Earth and Ring. I love role playing, and I'm gonna go more into that in a little bit. And so they are now my main alt. And first thing I want to talk about is transfers. I did transfer two alts to Earth and Ring as helper alts. I'm not going to really play them because I don't feel like it's fair. But they're going to be doing some backup stuff. The first alt I transferred was Prillfire, who was on Lightning Hoof, which was that server that was PvP and that the Faded Inner Horde from Second Life had been on. And she's now known as Awari, and she is a level 37 warlock, and she has engineering 247 and mining 238. With the Burning Crusade patch, she got respect, so all her specs are cleared away. I haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to spec her as, but I'm looking into it. There's an interesting thread going on the AIE forum and the Guild forum about speccing warlocks. But she's going to come in a lot handy with the engineering. And her mining's 238, so I think I'm going to get her up into Alterac Valley where I had Trishelle. I also brought over Rillia. Rillia was on Belgen. She's now known as Vale, V-E-Y-L-E. I thought I had made that name up, but there turned out to be a few other on other servers with that name. But I thought Vale would be a nice name for a rogue. She's a level 36 rogue. And she has blacksmithing at 269 and enchanting at 246. And that was another reason why I brought her over, because I really thought we could use some high-level chants. I've already had her enchant Control-Alt-Wow and her Pleiades boots for greater speed, minor speed improvement. I won't be playing them much, but like I said, their skills will come in handy. And yes, I did pay the $25 transfer fee twice, but it was very worth it. If you find a server that you want to play on and you find people you want to play with, it's really worth it to go ahead and pay that fee to transfer them over. But my new main alts are now Aprilian and Control-Alt-Wow. And just to refresh everyone, Aprilian is a level 19 warlock, enchanter, and miner. And Control-Alt-Wow is a blood elf hunter, jewel crafter, and skinner. I know that's a weird combination, but mostly he's going to be selling his skinning. Because it's a role-playing server, these two have a story. They are brother and sister sent out into the world, and they have a character blog. Someone suggested this on the AIE forum to help out roleplay, and the blog itself is just a series of letters to home and back, and you can find them, and the link will be in the show notes as well, at aprilianer.blogspot.com. That's aprilianer.blogspot.com. And that's my only pair that I really play a lot. The singles, and I mentioned Rillia and Vale, and I have a level 7 hunter called Jajal, that's J-A-J-A-L, and he was intended to be a replacement for Control-Alt-Wow because of his name. I didn't think about this when I first made them, but on a role-playing server, you really want to get a name that's a role-playing name. You don't want to have anything that's silly or, it just takes away from being able to say, Jajal, I want to enchant your bracers or whatever. I want to aid you in your fight against the Alliance. It's harder to say it when it's something like Control-Alt-Wow. So eventually I think I'm going to get Control-Alt-Wow just up to 20. And then if you read the blog, he's going to get married and stay in Fairbreeze Village, meaning that I'll just leave him there to do jewel crafting when I need it, because he'll be able to do up to 225. And then he can also mail Gruzilla, who is my banking Alt in Booty Bay, he can mail her the dragon hatchlings, and I have trucks raw. Favorite places in WoW. Well, you know, there's lots of beautiful places. I'd love to hear what you guys think of the different places. After finishing the Lady Sylvanas quest, I was sent to Sepulchre and Taran Mills. And as I was walking along that road through Silver Pine Forest, I forgot just how beautiful that area was. And I have to say that this is my favorite place in WoW. Of course, the other favorite place that I had this week was seeing the Alliance run in fear when we were at Stormwind. Of course, I couldn't get up on the wall. And it was kind of neat that in PvE, your PvP tag turns off after a while. Sometimes it was quite overwhelming having to completely run back and forth. But it was my first raid, and it was fun. I mean, I've seen them. I've been on the receiving end. I've been in the Barrens, in at Crossroads, when I've seen a bunch of Alliance come in, and it was a lot of fun. So I'd have to say Silver Pine Forest in Bay is my favorite this week. With what I had last week, and still hope that people will send some emails, controlaltwow@gmail.com. I want to know jewel crafting supplies and bronze bar and tin ore and what they're going for on your server. Drop me a line. Also, I was looking at enchanting materials, and enchanting materials are very expensive. A small radiant shard, which you need to make the speed buff, was 5 gold on the Alliance. I mean, on the Horde server, on the Horde auction house, and it was 4 on the Alliance. So email me. Us to closing thoughts on this episode. First of all, I want to talk about guilds again. Find a guild that fits. Keep looking until you do. And if you're in a guild and it's not going like you want, if it's too strenuous or not strenuous enough, don't be afraid to /G quit. And don't hesitate to join, because you can always /G quit. But if you do join one, jump in feet first. Read about the guidelines, try to follow them. If it's a role-playing, do the role-playing, and you'll really enjoy it. I want to talk about something now that I don't normally do on the podcast, and that's my real life. I lost a really good friend last week. His name was Steve Saltis, and he was a co-worker and a friend, and he was just an all-around great guy, and he had a heart attack and died. And I just want to take this time to shout out to him and tell him, Steve, I'll miss you. One of his favorite sayings, he was a bodybuilder, was, how do I look? Steve, you always look good in my heart, and I'll always be your sweet. And I'm going to close with a nod to Lady Sylvanas and her wonderful performance. And I put up that special video presentation of her performing her little routine with her backup singers. But I also added a commentary for those that want to just hear the song in its entirety. Here it is, and enjoy. And I will be seeing you next week for the Horde.
I'm listening. What do you require?